Podcasting. Podcast feed. Podcast. 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 It's Tuesday, November 30th, 2004. I'm Alan Joyce. This is the Everything Digital Podcast. And this is Saint Somewhere Fool from GarageBand.com. It's our intro music here. Basically now I'm getting, except for the news theme, during the five-second technology headlines, all the rest of the music played on the show is from GarageBand.com. So definitely check that out. Great site. Getting a ton of music from there. It's really great. Wonderful music too. Some of this stuff is really great and new content all the time. So anyway. Okay. So here is the five-second technology headlines that you need to know from news sources around the world. Several Hollywood studios, led by Toshiba, are backing the new HD DVD format. Sony is introducing a new hard disk MP3-compatible portable music player to compete with the iPod. A new technology can combine satellite photos with ground sensors to produce a 2-foot resolution picture. The Beijing government is going to reconsider a deal to purchase large amounts of software from Microsoft. The Skulls mobile phone virus has a revision out that incorporates Kaber, a virus transmitted via Bluetooth. Those are just the short headlines, and there's links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.tk. I just got my Singular bill. I'm a Singular subscriber, and I just got my bill for the month. And somehow, 135 text messages showed up on it. And I had no idea how that would happen. I probably used 8 the whole month. I'm not a big SMSer. So I called them up, and they said they were all coming from the Singular's mobile IM application that does, it's a Java application for phones that does AOL Instant Messenger, ICQ Instant Messenger, and Yahoo Instant Messenger from your phone, and it's supposed to use the GPRS data network instead of text messages, so you're charged by kilobyte that goes in and out, not by message sent or received. And also, I had only logged onto that, I checked my records once that whole month, yet before I logged on that time, I'd been apparently sending and receiving over 100 text messages. So, I don't know, $13.50. So anyway, talked to Singular a couple times, called tech support twice, didn't get anywhere there. And then I realized tech support can't really do anything anyway, because I don't think tech support can reimburse you for text messages that occurred in error. So went ahead and called Singular customer care and got you press 0, I think, and it gets you a Singular certified service representative. So got one of those on the line and explained my whole problem to her and told her. I mean, I've never even registered for ICQ, but ICQ sent and received the majority of those messages. So tech support just told me to go to the ICQ website and unsubscribe. Like, I never subscribed in the first place. So anyway, the CSR, Singular Service Representative, went ahead and she realized it was an error. She went ahead and compensated me for all those text messages. Except the 8 that I had used that were used legitimately. So that was pretty nice of Singular. So if you've got a problem with, you know, errors in billing, don't call tech support. Even if it seems like a tech support type of problem, don't call tech support because they can't do anything about it. Call the Singular Service representative, and they'll probably take care of you. So that was great. Next month, I deleted the application, by the way. I am not sure what it was doing there. It never notified me of anything. So it may have to do with the AT&T Singular merge. Maybe now AT&T is sending me stuff. I don't know. Anyway, the program's deleted. And she said if it keeps happening next month, call again, they'll reimburse me, and they'll block the server. I don't know. I think I'll just have them block any messages that come in or go out from AOL or ICQ. I think they can do that. Because I don't want them to block all my text messages. She just said, then we'll block the service, which, I don't know, doesn't sound so great to me. So hopefully they can just block the AOL and ICQ messages coming in and out. The weird thing is they were going in and out from my phone, according to the records, which is weird. It's like my phone was somehow had these phantom features that were sending text messages to Singular or to AOL or something, and nothing appeared in my outbox or inbox, and there was no record of it or documentation of it except on my bill. So anyway, that was pretty weird. And if you're having a problem like that, as I said, do not call tech support. They can't do anything. So anyway, here is some non-RIAA music for you, and this is, of course, from GarageBand.com. This is Rotation, Someone Else's Life, on the Everything Digital Podcast. Someone Else's Life from Rotation off of GarageBand.com. So something I noticed, just browsing Yahoo, and I went ahead and clicked on their music section for LaunchCast Radio, and this is a problem I've had with Yahoo Launch for quite a while now. They've probably gone through several revisions of the launch software, and they've never supported Macs. I know they went through an OS revision because it used to be sort of, they made everything a little rounder and cleaner looking. And they still don't support Macs. I wrote them an email, basically usual stuff, we're trying to support it, but the demand really isn't there. I'm sure the demand's there because the Mac users are growing, and there's plenty of them. So anyway, whenever you try to launch a LaunchCast radio player, it returns, or at least on Safari, it returns, "Sorry, we are unable to support Netscape 6.0 Plus at this time." It also, I think I used another browser, and it told me that I should use an older version of Netscape that only works with OS 9, and with the Windows Media Player plugin and the Flash plugin and whatever for that version of Netscape. So I did everything just as they said I should, the exact specifications they said. I went on the internet, found an old archive version of Netscape, old archive version of Flash plugin, old archive version of Windows Media Player, installed them all, rebooted an OS 9, which I still have installed on my computer, and it still didn't work. It starts up and won't play. You can actually see the radio player now, but still doesn't play. So anyway, at least they should support what they say they support, but that doesn't seem to work either. So anyway, Yahoo, you really gotta update Launch to make it work with OS 10. There's still a lot of OS 9 users, but there are just a countless amount of users switching to OS 10, either from Windows or from OS 9 every day, and it's becoming a more popular popular operating system. So, you gotta support it. Anyway, I thought it was a great idea when Launch first started up, and heard about it from a friend, saw it working on their Windows computer, got home, and did everything I could to make it work on mine, but still didn't work. So now I'm using the iTunes Music Store. That's what you get, Yahoo. Yep, my business is going to Apple, so I guess you don't really make that much money through Launch, but otherwise the service wouldn't be there. So there's advertisements and all that. Anyway, disappointing. So according to CNET.com, new Google Video Search is coming. This is supposedly going to work with TV networks, and Google is going to allow searching through the archives of TV networks where they archive all their old shows, and you'll be able to just do a Google search and find old TV episodes and download them right to your computer. So I don't really see how networks mind their shows being downloaded. I think this has been mentioned on the Engadget podcast. Really, their advertisements are in there, and they're fine getting it out. The TV's free anyway, or at least the networks are, so why not get it to another audience, the internet audience? You get more your commercials out to more people, the commercials in the show, of course, the product placements. All that is it's just expanding to a larger audience. So I think it's good for the networks, and definitely good for Google, and good for the users too, being able to download old TV episodes right off the internet. So also, Microsoft is supposedly planning a competitor, and so is Yahoo. Microsoft's rival version is going to incorporate the Media Center PC technology, so that users can not only search online video but also on-demand shows that come through cable. a little more commercial there, working with the TV companies, because of course on demand is pay per view. So they'll probably make some money off offering those on-demand things. There'll probably be some cut that Microsoft will get. And then Yahoo's search is not very impressive at all. They're planning a search that is just going to find video that's already posted on the internet. So that's basically anything somebody puts up on their website and says, hey, check this out, will be included in the Yahoo search. Those will probably be included in the Google search too, but Yahoo won't have all this great stuff that Google and Microsoft are planning. The weird thing is, Alta Vista already has a video search. AltaVista.com, they've got one similar to what Yahoo's planning, actually. And I think Yahoo owns Alta Vista, so maybe they're just going to adapt Alta Vista's video search technology for Yahoo. And basically, AltaVista.com, click on video, and you can search any video that's on the internet. I've downloaded a couple clips from Simpsons episodes and South Park episodes, so it works pretty well. A weird thing about Alta Vista recently that I've noticed, I used to use Alta Vista to actually download full pieces of professional music, because it also has an MP3 audio search, and you can search any MP3 that's posted on the internet. So I'd search for an artist's name and find all their songs right there. You click the link, goes to whatever website it's posted on. Then you can click a link on that website, and you got the MP3 right there, and you can save as to your desktop. However, recently, it was pretty embarrassing. I was doing a demo for someone and showing how great Alta Vista was that you could do this search, and nothing came up. And I searched all these different artists, and nothing came up. And then I searched just for the letter A to see if, like, maybe their database was down, and A returned a bunch of, like, WAV files and stuff from websites. So I think maybe Alta Vista is starting to filter out any results that could contain copyrighted information or MP3s or professional music from their audio search, which, I mean, doesn't really matter to me anymore. I'm using iTunes Music Store now anyway. But that used to be a nice free service to find music. It was probably still indirectly illegal, but you're getting it from, you know, some person that's posted it on the internet on their personal website, so it's a lot harder to track, and it's not being, well, now it seems like it's being cracked down upon. So, anyway, it was a nice while it lasted, but it seems to be gone now. So, okay, I guess I'm going to leave you with that. It's going to be about 20 minutes, this episode. Here is some music for you. This is from GarageBand.com. This is Potbelly, One Last Party. And feel free to post those comments in the podcasting section of everythingdigital.tk, or call 1-484-737-0669. Leave an audio comment. Still waiting for one of those. And I will see you on the next podcast.